Okay, I'm standing here at the UAF march. I think the EDL are going to be here really soon. And what the tactic is, I believe, is that we're all going to sit down in calms and not let them pass. I'm standing here with, would you like to say your name?
Doris Page.
Doris Page, that's a lovely name. You're here with...
Unite Against Fascism.
Yes. And where have you come from today?
I've come from North London.
From North London. And how long have you lived in North London?
I've lived in North London for over 20 years.
Over 20 years.
Yes.
And what was the main reason you came out here today?
I came out today because I feel extremely strongly about letting a fascist, racist Dutch MP come to the Houses of Parliament to show a racist, anti-Muslim film. I feel it's an outrage. I feel it's a watershed in British history to let him come here.
Yeah.
And to have the BNP and the EDL marching on these streets to come and so-called welcome him. Mm. It's an absolute outrage.
And some would argue that democratically it's their right to march. What would you argue against that?
There are borders, there are boundaries to that.
Okay.
And these people have well overstepped the boundaries with their violence, their thuggishness, and their undiluted racism, which is continuous. They are brutes, and this is what we're standing up against. I left Nazi Germany at the age of 3. All my family were killed by the Nazis.
Yeah.
This is something I do not forget. And I don't want to see the rise of fascism and Nazism again. And I will do everything I can to stop it. And people need to be educated about what happened in the past.
Yeah.
And not to be to feel that just because this is starting in a slow way that it's not significant. It is highly significant. The rise of the BNP under Nick Griffin has been quite dramatic.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's going to stand in the next elections in Barking and Dagenham is something that people must really oppose. Because though they stand there in smart suits and present a so-called respectable front,
They're
thugs. The EDL are violent, and he, in fact, is an extremely violent man who has been espoused to fascist ideology from a very early age.
Thanks very much. One last question. If you could say anything to this politician who's bringing this film over, what would you say to him?
I would say to him, we don't want you. Go back and read the books and read history and learn from it. Your violent theses do not work.
Educate yourself. Thank you ever so much.